quarterback-wise. We can say much better. Everybody was completing passes. Well, Sal actually probably outplayed Gimmel today through a couple of touchdown passes.
Yeah, Tyler Sal, you know, he was, you know, kind of, you know, a breakthrough start our spring football game, and he kind of, you know, all spring, you know, he got better and better. Obviously, there's tons of athleticism there. You know, the guy's as fast a quarterback as I have. You know, there's a lot of great things in the run game. You know, he's developing as a passer, you know, every practice we have, and, you know, he's leaps and bounds from where, you know, he was, you know, doing things yesterday. I think a lot of our quarterbacks, you know, first day jitters, you know, putting a lot of pressure on themselves. Alex Gomez was better today. You know, Bryce Gimmel was consistent again for the second day. You know, he's got a lot of ability. You know, again, he's a young quarterback that, you know, we've got to spend a lot of time with, but that's what 2 days are for.
All right, Gimmel, obviously, was him and LaSalle throwing the balls today, at least in 7-on-7. We didn't see Gomez there. Is it just a rotation deal? Or?
No, is it? You know, we're just trying to give those two a little bit more reps today. Alex Gomez, I'm going to tell him you need to get your butt in there. I'm too busy coaching everybody, but, you know, he needs to get 7-on-7 reps because, you know, he's an in-state guy that's, you know, going to be on a roster, and Alex Gomez can, you know, present a lot of different problems for opposing teams, not just at the quarterback position, but he's a big, you know, great athlete. He can help us out on special teams. And, you know, he was a fantastic safety in high school, too. So he can do a wide range of things for us, and that's why we liked him when we recruited him.
Let's talk about the dynamic once Graham gets in there later this week. Yeah. I mean, you got four capable starters throwing the ball. That's probably something you didn't have last year. You have the capability of starting in one of those guys. So what does he bring to the mix?
Yeah, well, you know, Denarius Graham, tremendous athlete. You know, just, I mean, that's the one thing that sticks out for you. Playmaker, you know, he's a legitimate, you know, low four fives in the 40, maybe better. Very quick, you know, smart young man. You know, his arm strength is phenomenal. You know, I haven't been able to work with him yet, so I can't tell you kind of the intrinsic things that he brings as a quarterback and, you know, things he really needs to work on and get better. You know, he's doing, you know, all he can right now. But, again, you know, we don't have him right now. We need to get him out there.
Last thing, defensively, they played pretty well again. You had two guys make some pretty outstanding interceptions. Another guy breaks up a pass that probably would have been a touchdown. So, overall, assess what you saw there.
They defend. Our defense is come along great. And, you know, I was lucky to have, you know, a coach like Coach Rodriguez on my staff, you know, that's been successful. You know, not only at the junior college level at Hutch when the first 10 was season, he was a defensive coordinator. You know, but, again, then he went on to Emporia, turned around that program. And it was a defensive kind of turnaround. And, you know, so he brings a lot of excitement, and he's doing tremendous things with our defense. I am just excited about the leadership that's, you know, being shown by our sophomores. You know, Alex Neuschafer, Dalton Gans, those guys are stepping up the way you want your two starting linebackers that have played, stepping up and lead this team. You know, Trevin Weens is unbelievable as well. Donald Warren and Quinn Stovall got the interceptions today. You know, they were kind of hot and cold. They both got beat on a couple plays. But, you know, on the whole, our defense is definitely presenting some problems, but they've got a long way to go too, and we all do. But again, it seems like, you know, to tell the players, it seems like we've got a long ways, but, you know, it's 3 weeks from yesterday, and it's less than 3 weeks today, so we got to get things rolling.